Hello?
Good evening. My name is Danny from Athena Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Would you be interested in participating?
What is it concerning?
Oh, it's about firearms and their how people secure them.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
I am.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do you feel the secure storage of a firearm is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
It's a major responsibility.
Okay. Thank you very much. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock. Stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would support it.
Okay, thank you. We're at 28%. Again, thank you very much for participating. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Would you support or oppose?
I'd support it.
Okay. How about a locked container or case?
Yeah, I'd support that as well, whichever
okay.
one got up. Yeah.
And how about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
I would support that as well.
Okay, thank you. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Would you support it or oppose?
You know, I mean, these are, I'm going to say yes, I support it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, whatever can get passed.
Yeah,
it needs
okay.
to be, this is an important issue, and so I support anything you can get on the ballot to more securely secure guns, I'm going to vote for it, so.
Okay, so, okay. In that case, let me ask these other two options about a combination lock?
Yeah, I would support a combination lock.
Okay, and how about for a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Yeah, I'd support any of it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're at 52%, almost done. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required for it to be unloaded? Should it or should it not be?
I'm not concerned about whether it's loaded.
Okay, that's okay. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through? And it's also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it. Yes, it is secure or no, it is not.
Yeah, now you're laying stuff out that I'd have to ponder for a while. I can't answer quickly.
That's okay.
You're going into the weeds. I don't know what to say.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would just have a general statement that something's got to be done to secure firearms. You know, whatever that is, I don't care.
Okay.
If you push it, if the ballot goes too extreme, it's not going to get passed. You're going to have to find something in the middle, and people are going to want their guns loaded. So.
Yeah. Okay. So let's continue. We're at 60%. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner, or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be considered securely, stored securely, I'm sorry, would you support it or oppose?
Yeah, these are almost worded in a legal manner, and without sitting there reading it, poring over this question, I don't know how to answer it.
Okay, that's okay. By the way, these are confidential answers. Don't get posted.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I mean, you can, if you understand these, you know, just answer for me. My attitude is I believe that this needs to be done, and I don't know what the best path is to it, so I'm going to support whatever you do.
Okay, thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Oh, this is far beyond what can be done in a over-the-phone survey. You guys need to reassess what you're doing in these surveys. I can't. I need to sit down and read this and think about it. I can't just answer that over the phone.
Okay.
I would want to pore over this for weeks before I determine how I was going to answer that.
Okay, I understand. By the way, we're at 68%. Well, almost there. Also, thank you again. Thank you for your time. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
These questions have become too complex to answer. I'm done. I don't want to continue.
Okay, I understand. By the way, thank you, though.
Okay.
I really appreciate your participating.
I appreciate what you guys are trying to do, but you need to assess what these surveys are really trying to gather. We can't make, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
More expedient about what you're going to do.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a part of a plan you're trying to do yourself, but I support you and go ahead and do it. But this, you know, this is too much.
Okay. And again, we appreciate your feedback. It really does matter. And thank you again. And I hope you have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.